Local and state politicians, dock workers, and just about anyone curious gathered to dedicate the brand new Alaska Ship and Dry Dock Assembly Hall in Ketchikan on March 26th. Congressman Don Young gave the keynote address at a formal ceremony at the Ketchikan shipyard, calling the opening of the 70,000-square-foot facility a highlight of his long career. Young is credited with bringing the $50 million in federal funds required to upgrade the facility.
I personally will tell you this is one of my proudest moments. I've had some big ones, the pipeline, the 200-mile limit, the gas line. I can go on and on and on. But this is something that you can see, you can feel, and you can enjoy. Little did I know that this would be the crowning glory of this city and this state of industrial jobs.
Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Dave Kiefer also spoke at the event. He praised the construction of the new assembly hall and notes that he hopes to be around in 50 years when people talk about the community's achievement. Randy Ruaro, a representative from Governor Sean Parnell's office, also gave a short address, as did a number of officials from Alaska Ship and Dry Dock and Vigor Industrial, which acquired the facility last March. Workers in hard hats and goggles led spectators on tours through the hall after the ceremony. The beginning of a new ship, which will soon become the Arctic Prowler, lay on the assembly floor hall as Alaska Ship and Dry Dock's Director of Shipyard Development, Doug Ward, talked about the capabilities of the new facility.
You can see the pad eyes. There's one in the corner at the top of the stairs. There's going to be four of those. There's two cranes with two hooks. That's where you're going to grab onto that module and fly it into place here in a few weeks. Somebody asked me about the door. That door works like a Venetian blind. That's a $1 million door, and it'll raise. And damn, I hope it's high enough to get this damn boat out of here.
The politicians and ASD workers in attendance drew attention to the job-creating potential of the facility and the Ketchikan shipyard as a whole. Over the next few years, Ward says the assembly hall should bring somewhere around 200 to 300 jobs to Ketchikan. According to Alaska Ship and Dry Dock, the Ketchikan shipyard employed 157 people at the end of last year, an increase of 19% since Vigor acquired the site. ASD claims that those jobs pay an average of 50% more than other private sector jobs in Ketchikan. One participant voiced skepticism of the assembly hall's potential, noting that without a steady stream of contracts, continuous full-time employment at the dry docks would remain elusive. In response, Ward says that more shipbuilding and repair contracts will come to Ketchikan once word gets out about the quality of the shipbuilding and repair facilities in town.
So, you know, we're moving into that oil and gas industry because we've got a, you know, because we can assure that we're going to have the labor, we can assure that we've got the back office systems to support them, and that we can be competitive and safe with very high quality. So we know we got the quality, we know we can be competitive, and I'm not concerned about us, you know, well, it's a matter of winning contracts when they're out there and things, and I think we're poised better today than we've ever been to get more contracts.
The assembly hall has the capacity to build new ships up to 500 feet long. The Arctic Prowler, which is slated to be completed in June, will service Alaska Longline Company as a freezer longliner. Alaska Ship and Dry Dock representatives say that the new facility will ideally build ships for federal and state use, as well as for the fishing, mining, and oil industries. While Governor Parnell canceled previous plans for an Alaska-class ferry, Ruaro assured the crowd that the new assembly hall at the Ketchikan shipyard stands a good chance of constructing ferries from the new design. In Ketchikan, I'm Sean Carlson.